USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration is weighing the possibility of sending Mexican asylum seekers to Guatemala and asking them to seek protection in the Central American country, which has seen hundreds of thousands of its own citizens trek north in the past year to escape widespread poverty and violence. As part of the controversial agreement with the Guatemalan government, the United States started to send migrants from Honduras and El Salvador who sought asylum at the southern border to Guatemala. But with Mexican families continuing to head to the United States-Mexico border in recent months, the administration is now considering including Mexican migrants in the asylum deal with Guatemala and rerouting them there. The possible move was first revealed by Ken Cuccinelli, the immigration hardliner, who is now the second highest ranking official at the Department of Homeland Security. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Wildfires continue to burn out of control in Australia. John Clemens reports.
The death toll continues to mount as at least 3,000 firefighters battle the heat and the flames that are so strong they have caused severe thunderstorms in the region. Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons declared a catastrophic fire danger.
Catastrophic fire dangers are as bad as it gets. These are the very worst of conditions, and given that we've got a landscape with so much fire active and burning in it, you've got a recipe for very serious concern.
A call has been issued for prayers for rain that could help the dryness in the region. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump signed a bill raising the legal smoking age across the country next year after the Senate passed a bill that included a prohibition on selling cigarettes, vaping products, and other tobacco products to people under the age of 21. The new age limit will take effect next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The city of Baltimore will be monitored by surveillance airplanes for up to 6 months next year under a pilot program that is aimed at helping law enforcement investigate violent crime. The flights, which civil liberties groups oppose, will start in May and gather footage during the hours when the city experiences high rates of crime. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said, "We will be the first American city to use this technology in an attempt to solve and deter violent crime." Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far in 2019. A transgender former Nike contractor is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.